Mine, our red almost forgotten needle in her hand. Give it to me. Reluctantly, Arya surrendered her sword, wondering if she would ever hold it again. Her father turned it in the light, examining both sides of the blade. He tested the point with his thumb. A bravo's blade, he said. Yet it seems to me that I know this maker's mark. This is Mikkon's work. Arya could not lie to him. She lowered her eyes. Lord Eddard Stark sighed. My 9-year-old daughter is being armed from my own forge, and I know nothing of it. The hand of the king is expected to rule the 7 kingdoms, yet it seems I cannot even rule my own household. How is it that you come to own a sword, Arya? Where did you get this? Arya chewed her lip and said nothing. She would not betray John, not even to their father. After a while, father said, I don't suppose it matters, truly. He looked down gravely at the sword in his hands. This is no toy for children, least of all for a girl. What would Septa Mundane say if she knew you were playing with swords? I wasn't playing, Arya insisted. I hate Septa Mundane. That's enough. Her father's voice was curt and hard. The scepter is doing no more than his her duty. Though gods know you have made it a struggle for the poor woman. Your mother and I have charged her with the impossible task of making you a lady.